One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
You're going to say no more questions after one question.
No problem with fighting hard for result. Actually, can't remember the last time when that wasn't the case. But today, obviously, for some obvious and some less obvious reasons, it was clear it would be a really tricky afternoon. It was about how we deal with it, how much character we can show, and the boys showed exactly what we needed. The start in the game, we were a bit too much in a rush. That was a problem. Played too quick, too direct. Couldn't react with the formation on that. Couldn't win balls back. They had counterattacks, and that looks not great and doesn't feel great on top of it. We score our goal, wonderful, find a way in the game, and then we concede in the last second before the halftime, the equalizer. But a 1-1 is not a problem. It was like, I want us to play better football and play calmer football, always when we did that. And thankfully, we had two good situations to show them. One with a kind of a diagonal ball, which we saw from Birch to Trent when the winger went inside. And they are playing around, having the right players in the right positions. So, and we did that. And then was obviously the problem in halftime that we had to take Trent off. That's a double problem if you want. One is Trent off, and the other one is don't have a right back available. So we told Curtis what he had to do, change the formation slightly, that we make it as simple as possible for him, because the first time in his life he played the position. We don't want him to be the inverted right back and think about these kind of things as well. So he did exceptionally well. Arby came on, did really well. All the other boys did really well. We scored this wonderful 2-1 in the right moment, helped obviously to give the game for us the right direction. They still had their moments because the quality they have, I think it's a pretty strange situation Burnley is in. They play much better than they cause everybody problems. It's not just us, they cause everybody problems. And that's quite special with the amount of points they have, that they always come in the next game with such a positive mentality. Really, I admire that a lot. And then we scored a third one, and we could have scored more and after goals in other moments. So it's all good. It was a really good game, a really good result besides the Trent situation. Perfect. We lost this morning. Ali, we lost Joey with the flu. Ali, we will see. And before the game, Ryan felt a little bit somewhere. They told me then he's fine, but you cannot bring a player who felt something in the warming up. So, yeah, we have to recover quickly. And hopefully a lot of the boys will be back for the next game, but because we need them, obviously.
What is the situation with Trent? Is that his knee again, the same?
Yeah, I felt there. He's stuck in the grass, we will see. We have to further assess him. We need to further assess him.
Yeah. Jürgen, I think that was Andy Robertson's first start for 4 months. You've done a pretty good job without him of making up for his absence, but he's coming back at a good time. It looked like he was getting back to his old self. I mean, it's a big addition for you at this stage of the season, isn't it, to get him back?
Yeah, it is. Absolutely. All of them. But Robert now, especially as he was, since we worked together, he was never that long out. So for him, very, very strange. Yeah, super important. Played the top game. Had now the situation, not only that he's coming back, but when he came back, we have these kind of different sessions because we play all the time. You don't have the real sessions where you can feel the game again. It's small-sided games, blah, blah, blah. All the other guys recover. The fewer didn't play or come back from injury, they do different stuff. So he needed the last week, three sessions, big pitch, 11-11, whatever we did, and to feel the situation again. And besides that, he had to force him a little bit to just ignore the fact that he can't have a rhythm and bring himself in kind of a rhythm, and that's what he did.
Hold on.
Do you accept the yellow card for Jürgen?
For what it was? If I accept it, yeah. Is there any chance not to accept it?
Accept it was correct, sorry.
Yeah. I'm not sure. Did anybody see the situation? When Diogo got wrestled down, is that a possible penalty? Is it or not? I want to know it before my pussy. Yeah, that's what I saw. And that's in the box, and for me that's a penalty. So we had exactly the same view, and that we have the same view. And then the fourth official tells me, yeah, VAR checks it. Yeah, we have no chance in that moment because it's not clear and obvious, because something he saw, obviously, that was not enough for a penalty. And that clicked slightly in my head, and then I was a bit... But imagine this game today, just because we are on the week of the blue card, imagine this game with the blue card. That would have been Wild West, honestly. The cards would have flown. For a moment, it would have been seven players on the pitch because everybody has a sin bin with a blue card.
Any last one here? Sorry.
Oh, sorry.
How good did finally have the road end?
Outstanding. Oh, my God. Before I really heard it, I saw it already. It looks exceptional. It looks absolutely exceptional. This stadium grew and grew. It was always wonderful, but now it's really outrageously wonderful. Really top. Really top. Really loud in the right moments. I know it's a game. There were tricky moments, and then it's difficult to be on your toes. I had my moment with the main stand. but it's all good, and I'm really happy that we have them now finally back. It gives a lot of people the opportunity to see this wonderful team playing football. Thank you.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Well, something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in...
opinions.
We do that in every episode, too.
We're professional unprofessionals, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.